You said no strings could secure you at the station. Platform ticket, restless diesel, goodbye windows. I walked into such a sad time at the station.
Radio NFA, come out here with he.
There's a humming in the...
Thank you. Radio NFA, your non-stop music box boxes and interviews for you. Oh yeah. Just dancing in the dark.
my mind. I see you in all the pieces in my life. Though you weren't mine, you're my first love. I wanted to go away with you. And I will leave all my troubles here. To run away with you. And I will bring all my dreams and fears. Like lullabies, you are forever in my mind. I see you in all pieces in my life. Oh, you weren't mine. Like lullabies, you are forever in my mind. I see you in all the pieces in my life.
Monday, so we've got a few things happening. Don't forget the community lunch here at Urban Vineyard Church, 19 Newton Gully Road. Doors open at 11:30, so make an effort to get down here, because Radio NFA be here with you. Would love to sit down, have a chat with you, and talk about your stories and how you can, what your stories are about the homeless and ideas you may have about helping those in need. So love to see you here at Urban Vineyard Church for the Wednesday community lunch, which kicks off at 11:30. So love to see you here. Also, don't forget, showers at James Liston down the bottom of Howe Street. So if you're in need of a shower, their facilities are there. They open from 9 through to 11. So the showers are there. They provide your soap, your shampoo, your towels, and they even put some clothing out there. They've got a little drop-in clothing store there. So if you're in need of some new gears, that's always there. So good on LifeWise. And what else have we got? We've got Friday. Don't forget this Friday up at the Rocks. That's Albert Street East. It's at just at the bottom of Albert Park there. There's a local community church that comes in and serves up chop suey every fortnight this Friday. So make an effort to get up there because they got chop suey on this week, this Friday. What else? Hey, don't forget Saturday morning if you're feeling a little peckish and you're up pretty early. Outside the Auckland City Library, 7 o'clock every morning, there's the Takapuna Methodist. Korean Methodist Church, Glenfield Korean Methodist Church. Now they've been serving up soup there outside the Auckland City Library for a number of years now, and they even thrown a few sausages on your bread. So if you're around about 7 o'clock Saturday morning, drop by the Auckland City Library for a nice hot soup. Other than that, don't forget Wednesdays, this Wednesday community lunch, we're counting down to the last one. But if you turn up this week on the menu, we've got burgers and chips this weekend, this Wednesday. What dessert? What's up for dessert?
I'm sharing
cool as Wednesday, they do have a dessert. We don't know exactly what's on the menu for that, but dessert is served. But we've got burgers this weekend at Urban Vineyard Church, 19 Newton Gully Road. Doors open at 11:30. Love to see you here because Radio NFA's here. We're broadcasting live at the luncheon. Love to see you. Love to talk to you. We are Radio NFA coming on to 12:45. So we're just going to flick into a few quick tracks and we'll be back with you.
Please get it out. Yeah.
What's up, guys? Radio AFA back here on the air. We're broadcasting to you live from Urban Vineyard Church here on 19 Newton Gully Road. Don't forget this Wednesday, the big community lunch. I can tell you now, we've got burgers and fries on the menu. And not too sure what's up for dessert, but hey, it's always good. So we'd love to see you down here, Urban Vineyard Church, 19 Newton Gully Road. Hey, we're going to go into something different, something we haven't done in a while. We're doing a live interview. Radio NFA has been approached by some awesome people to do an interview, so we're going to throw it right back at them and interview them live on the air. So I'm here with Hayden. Hayden, good to have you here.
Hi.
Awesome.
It's good to be here.
Mate,
I'm going to get my phone out and record us doing this interview.
Nice.
This is like Inception.
Interview within an interview. Right. Awesome. So we're Radio NFA. We're here with Hayden. Hayden, where are you from?
I'm from Auckland. I was born in Auckland, but I've never really left very much. But just recently, I just started to do a little bit of travelling around.
Awesome. So
world.
Yeah. So you've seen a bit of the world at the moment?
Yeah. I saw. Well, my brother just got married in the USA.
Wow.
So I ended up going over to see my brother get married in the USA, which was pretty awesome, in North Carolina.
What's it like over there?
Oh, it's beautiful. North Carolina is a lot like New Zealand. There's a lot of trees and there's a lot of space, but there's a lot more American flags on everyone's porches, and the houses look like they're made out of a movie set or something. There's sort of weird.
Just like in the movies, it's pretty.
Cottages.
Pretty stereotypical for that place.
Yeah.
So what do you do? What do you do as a job, as spare time? What are you actually doing?
I approach people like you and do interviews with them. That's one of my things. But I write, I guess, for this place called the Pantograph Punch, which is a really cool website that was started by a friend of mine, and it does a lot of sort of reviews of music and theatre and poetry and books and stuff, and also does just features by young New Zealand writers, just people, because I don't know, and just people that are just coming up and writing, and it tries to pay them and give them a little bit of a start, which is an unusual thing in writing.
Wow, so that's a Kiwi brand, Kiwi made, Kiwi started?
Yeah, Kiwi started. It's kind of funded a little bit by Creative New Zealand. And
always good. Homegrown.
Yeah.
Why Pentagraph Punch? Oh, they do a lot to support Kiwi artists, Kiwi writers.
Yeah, a lot of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Musicians. Definitely musicians, and definitely, but the main thrust is Kiwi writers, little sort of young people, especially that just don't have starts out in like magazines and newspapers and like solid jobs like that. They just want to get started on features and.
Awesome.
So it gives them a chance to write.
It's like a stepping stone for them into the wider aspect, into that field.
Yeah, and be edited. That's the main thing. You've got to be edited and have someone be real harsh on you so that you can improve.
Yep. It's always good.
My boss, Rosenbaum, is really good at being harsh.
Yep. School of Hard Knocks, is it?
Oh man, it is emotionally devastating.
Emotionally devastating. Wow.
Submitting a piece of writing to them.
Yeah. Talk about learning the hard way. In the hard way, right? How did you find out about Radio NFA?
I found out my wife Rachel goes to one of the Connect groups at Urban Vineyard, and she met some of you dudes, I think.
Yep. We know Rachel.
So she's great. She told me about you guys and how cool this place sounds and how great the work that you're doing is.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and then I also, through the Pantograph, so one of the people that works at the Pantograph is Bronwyn.
I
think people know around maybe the City Mission.
Yeah, she's part of the Auckland Theatre Club, Hopster Street Theatre Club.
Yeah, which I think maybe you're a little bit of a part of.
Yeah. Our listeners know that quite a few members of the Radio NFA crew are part of the Hopster Street Theatre Company, and we recently put on the last show.
Yeah.
The last show, Cafe. Did you have an opportunity to see
that? I didn't know about it. The advertising didn't reach me. I'm gutted now, but Bronwyn got it on.
Yes.
Film, so I'm going to watch that.
Yeah, we've been pushing that. The Hobson Theatre Company meet every Tuesday, so we've been pushing it to get a copy, because even the guys that were in that would love to see it.
Oh, yeah, well, good.
Yeah. So maybe we can make a thing of it, because we're going to make a night of it.
Well, if I write this feature at an appropriate rate, then maybe I can feature the video within the feature.
Within the feature, within the interview, that whole paradigm thing. It's really getting to me at the moment. But so that was Rachel, your partner.
Yeah.
Gave you the word. So what was it that actually interested you in wanting to check it out and find out what NFA was about?
It's such an interesting way of, I guess, doing good work, like it's a really unusual concept, I guess. Radio phones, people, it's not something that you would traditionally think.
No.
It's not the traditional kind of outreach kind of thing that people do, and that's just sounded like a really great idea and a really kind of cool, empowering thing.
Yeah.
Do, and I just really thought that I would meet some characters if I went along to this place.
And how has that panned out for you?
That's probably panned out quite well.
Yeah.
I got you and John and Shadows over there somewhere.
Yep. You'll be meeting Shadow not too far in the future. Very shortly. So what do you know about Radio NFA?
What do I know about it? Well, I know a little bit more about it now, but I'm starting to get there. But I just know that you guys are mixing you're mixing something that's entertaining with something that provides a really great service to people. That you're doing something that is for fun, but also is actually showing people places where they can find assistance, find good stuff, stuff out there.
Yeah, that's one of the main goals here.
Yeah, and I don't know. What do you think? What do you do it for? What do you get out of it?
I just want to change people's perspectives. I mean, they stereotype people, homeless people and rough sleepers as useless and people that shouldn't even be given the time of day. They think they're the scum of the earth,
yeah.
Not adhering to society's line of thinking. I mean, they're just people in need. Just a helping hand. I just want to change, get people thinking in that line of thinking instead of just that tunnel vision they have of, you know, you don't want to associate with those people, you don't want to know those people, they're just there, they're just taking up space, that's all they do, they're worth nothing. But in reality, I know a lot of people out there that are homeless, but they work 9-to-5 jobs. They're out there doing it rough, but you'll never see them. I mean,
you say it much better than me, my friend. You say it much better than me, that you're telling stories. It's not just about where to get help, it's changing people's perspective by telling people's stories, because people don't know the stories.
No,
do they
don't. They're stuck in this one mindset of they're not, they're homeless, they're just beggars, they're just that. And they're categorized and stereotyped and pushed to the side of society because they're not functioning within the everyday 9-to-5 thing. But if you would stop, sit down, and just say hi, asking their name, you'll meet a whole different person.
Do you think people are scared to do that sometimes? To get out of their comfort zone?
Yeah. It's a pretty major thing. They're afraid to get without outside of their bubble, outside their safety thing. So, hey, how'd this interview turn on to me? come here, Radio. Hate it. Right, what happened there?
I did journalism.
Yeah, it's that whole interview within an interview. You're pretty good at this. I see you've been doing this for a while. Radio, back to Hayden.
Yeah.
So, Pentagraph Punch. One of the main guys you write for, do a bit of work for. Do you do anything else? Is there anything else you're involved with?
Oh yeah, I've got a few different things. I write for them. I write a little bit for the TVNZ website, and I do music. Music's my other really, really big passion.
Nice. You play a bit of an instrument of some kind?
Yeah, I do. I grew up playing the piano, but in my band, I have a band called Great North, and I play the guitar and I sing for that one.
Oh, awesome!
So, yeah.
So where can we catch your gig? Where can we catch you live?
Where can you catch a gig of mine? Actually, well, it might not be for a little while, to be honest. Because
Christmas.
Not really meant to say, but come to the. We might be nominated for an award coming up, and that's at the Auckland Folk Festival.
Yep.
They hold that out in Kumu on. Auckland anniversary weekend.
Yeah,
but I don't know. You have to You should just get in somehow.
Yeah.
Get on the fence. Go through the fields and.
Yeah.
And we'll be playing, I think, on Sunday.
Awesome.
We'll be playing on Sunday. In
Auckland anniversary weekend.
It's like January 25.
You'll catch the brother Hayden. This is on a hush hush, but
don't tell anyone.
Yeah.
But
no, we're not going to tell anyone on the radio because no, that's not what we do. But on the hush hush, Auckland anniversary weekend, out Kumeo. If you can sneak your way in there into the music fest they have running out there, you might catch our brother Hayden there.
Otherwise, I'm just in the process of booking a tour for March and April as well. So
awesome! Is that?
I'll have to come back on.
Definitely, we'll have to do something about that. Get you actually do some live performances here. Yeah.
Oh well. Should have brought my guitar.
Actually, I'll remember that for next time. I'll bring my guitar in there. We'll get that all sorted.
Are you a musician as well, Robbie?
I'm trying to be.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be. I recently got myself a guitar. I've learned the basic ABC and the EFG.
Yeah.
And now I'm just working on bar chords.
Well, you've got that deep. You've got that resonant voice. I can hear it.
That,
You've got a good voice.
Yeah.
It's a good voice for radio.
Exactly, got the face for radio. Definitely got the face for radio.
Yeah.
Actually, we've got a band here at Urban Vineyard. We've recently started up one.
Oh, really?
So, quite a few of the guys that attend the community lunch came up with the idea of getting your band together, got a tutor in, and now we've had three practices.
Rock band, what kind of music?
We cover it all. We're actually going to be playing at the final. Why does this always get turned around?
Look, dude, this is good advertising.
This is great. Actually, yeah, this is not too bad.
Yeah.
But actually, at the final Christmas lunch on the 17th of December, that's the next week. Next week is the last Christmas lunch here at Urban Vineyard Church, and it's always a big deal. Our band's had three practices, and apparently we're going to be doing a set there. So it's going to be kind of crazy, kind of winging it. But,
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be real fun. Definitely love to have you there.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how you keep turning these questions around, but you're the interviewer, and you're pretty good. Obviously, you've been doing this for a far longer time than I. John, you got any questions for Hayden? Because he keeps turning it around on me. We're doing all right?
Yeah. Right. I've got a question.
Right.
Why do you wear a funny shirt?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I had to be professional coming in here.
Oh, professional.
Yeah, I was trying. This is my best professional
shirt. This is my most professional shirt.
I'm not getting paid for anything, tell you. There's nothing professional about it, but no, it's okay.
We're a very unorthodox, not your everyday thing, mate.
And I just finally got my chance to interrupt somebody else's show. my turn.
Thank you, Shadow.
That's the one, brother. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, like that. Yeah, see? Yeah. Take it all out the pants. All up one sleeve.
Later on, me and Shadow are going to be getting that undressed together or something.
There we go, guys. You heard that first on radio.
Okay. Just to remind the people, we are on Newton Road, not K Road. Okay?
Newton
Have
Road.
A nice day.
Awesome, guys. You sure you ain't got anything else you want to ask Hayden here?
Hello, mate. I think we've pretty much discovered everything that we know about.
And
I live in Mount Albert. I play in a band. I write for a few magazines. I don't know.
I think we've pretty much exhausted. We've got it all down there on record now, so we can quote them. But awesome, Hayden. Thanks again for the interview. It's been bloody awesome. It's put a bit of a spin to our show for the day, and that was much appreciated. So big thanks for your future endeavours there, and we'd love to have you back sometime when you're ready. Just give us a call, give us a buzz on Facebook, hit our page up, and we'd love to get you back on air.
Oh, sweet. Well, thanks for having me.
Cool. Cheers, Hayden.
Right.
This is Radio NFA. We're just going to shoot to a bit more music, but that was Hayden from Pentagraph Punch, doing a one-on-one interview, telling us a bit about himself and why he wants to know about us. Radio NFA. Okay, mate, we're going to shoot into a bit of Elton John and...
NFA coming to you live from Urban Vineyard Church. Hey, that's my set there, but up next we got Shadow coming up with the next set for the next hour, so just stay tuned. We got the brother coming up next, but we'll go into a bit of Fleetwood Mac, Rhiannon, and we got Shadow up next.
Hey everybody, how y'all doing? Did y'all miss me? Because I missed you,
suckass.
Anyway, this is me, Shadow, from Radio NFA at Facebook.com. Time right now is 1:16 p.m. Yeah, I know I'm a bit late. I was meant to be here earlier, but somebody was still yanking away on the mic. But that's okay. I'll forgive them. And, public notices today. Not much of a public notice. Last week's public notice, but remember how we were talking about the old pop-up store that was going to be happening on Sunday, already gone, We went there yesterday and there was a whole lot of selection. There was a whole lot of people dropping off stuff, man. It was awesome. It was beautiful. Thank you, likewise. Thank you, Jillian, and all your friends that were there helping us all out. Oh, man, you guys were beautiful. You're awesome. And yeah, no, and they also gave us some free lunch vouchers at the Lifewise Hub Cafe, and I just had mine. It was macaroni cheese. It was beautiful. It's nice. Well, we all call it mac and cheese anyway, not macaroni cheese. Nobody called it macaroni cheese in bloody centuries. Since the cavemen were rolling over bloody Rangitoto Island. But anyway, yeah, no, they all learnt how to swim by then. Which is pretty good, so yeah. Oh man, macaroni, mac and cheese was nice, it was beautiful. Thank you, Lee, thank you, boys, awesome. It was a nice lunch. Yeah, so don't forget, guys, every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, you got the $4 lunches. And on Thursdays, you got the $6 lunch, which is all roast. And then you also got on Fridays now, they're doing barbecues. $5 barbecues on Fridays. Isn't that a blast? Yeah. Cheapest place in town to go for feeding. All the locals know where it is. And if you don't feel like getting all skinny, go put some weight on over there. It's all good, it's all healthy. Well, not really. Oh, well, it is. But they try not to make it so damn unhealthy. It's like scary, you know, because I want to try and put my fat back on, you know. About a few months ago, I was weighing about 105 kgs, and nowadays I'm weighing about 92 from when I checked on my mate's little weighing scale thing. It was like, freaky. But anyway, we're going to put you onto some sounds. That's all the public notice I got for today. Oh, and 21st this month. Urban Vineyard Church got the Christmas do up from 10:15 to 11:30. Yeah, 10:15 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. So come on down, please, don't be shy. Yeah, you got a whole lot of stuff going on up here. Children's programs and all that. This is going to be a whole lot of stuff up here. It's going to be madness, but it's going to be good madness. So don't worry about it at all. Yes, it is a church. No, you don't have to freak out because they won't preach to you if you don't want to. But actually, they won't preach to you at all. But they'll just tell you about how much it is to be... to have some whole lot of people around here on Christmas. But, well, it won't be Christmas Day, but it will be a Sunday on the 21st. Which is, what, this Sunday?
No,
two more Sundays to go. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right, today's only the 12th. So, sweet. And, what else have I got? Yeah, that's about it, really. I'm going to chuck you onto some sounds right now anyway. Who we got off with you next is old Shaka Khan, ain't nobody. If nobody heard no old schools, then too bad, man. You're all sad, you're all typical, but that's probably because you're young. You get all wise, you get all older, like your Uncle Shady. But anyway, my little streetsters, I'm going to put you onto some sounds, and here's Shaka Khan with Ain't Nobody. Later! Thank you.